Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm Andy Goldstein, and you're listening to Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast. Now, under normal circumstances, of course, we'd start with a bit of fun and a bit of joke and look back at the weekend's FA Cup action. But of course, last night there was some incredibly sad news from America, and that was Kobe Bryant, the basketball legend, had sadly died in a helicopter crash, aged just 41. He was one of a number of people killed. His daughter, Gianna, is reported to have also been on board. Bryant was considered to be one of the greatest players of all time. And on TalkSport, as soon as the news broke, there was a special show where Danny Kelly and Andy Brassel were paying tribute to the sporting superstar we sadly lost.
It's very difficult to believe and it's very difficult to take in. Kobe Bryant has been in the news this week because LeBron James passed him for third on the all-time scoring list of the NBA. And for that reason, LeBron James has been talking about how Kobe shaped his career. You know, there are so few players that are eponymous. LeBron is one. Mm-hmm. Kobe is another. And Kobe Bryant is someone who was not just, I suppose, a Francesco Totti-like figure in basketball, in the fact that
explain to the teenager what that means.
Well, he was with the same team for the whole stretch.
He was
with the Los Angeles Lakers the whole time, for 20 years. The only player in what is such a storied franchise to have not one but two jerseys retired, the number 8 and the number 24, and what people know him for the most is, I think, even beyond the 5 championships that he won with the Lakers, beyond the 2 finals MVPs in 2009-2010, which was when the Lakers were last the Lakers, I think you could say, before LeBron James arrived in Hollywood. I think it's the fact that he was just someone who came from not a difficult background at all. He was someone who was cosmopolitan. He was well-travelled. He was multilingual. But he just had this inner fire that made him into the player he was. And I remember hearing him being interviewed recently, probably about 6 months ago, on the Knuckleheads podcast. And to hear someone speaking really like a sergeant major, not in a capacity with 2 former NBA players who host this podcast, Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles. Mm-hmm. And it's very much on, you're amongst friends here, just relaxed. He didn't have a relaxed tone at all because he never felt relaxed. He felt like, this was my plan. I always had my career plan. I wasn't there to make friends. No one was getting in the way. I was going to be the best. And just his desire for scoring, his desire for winning was absolutely unparalleled.
We talked a little earlier about LeBron James and the biggest name in basketball, one of the biggest names in world sport, who in the past few days has overtaken the fantastic scoring record of Kobe Bryant. And he was asked about the player that LeBron described as his idol.
When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I was growing up through the ranks. When Kobe came into the league, he was, it wasn't a dream of mine to come straight, from high school at that point in time to the NBA. But I was like, wow, a 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid being able to make that leap, that's pretty damn cool. And as I started playing more ball and I went into high school, the things that he was doing on the floor I, admired and wanted to be a part of. I went to ABCD camp and he came and talked to all the kids that was there, and I happened to be one of the kids that was there, and I was just listening. I was just trying to soak everything up I could, and I remember one thing that he said. He was like, if you want to try to be, great at it, or want to be one of the greats, you got to put the work in.
Here comes George, to Kobe Bryant. Bryant inside. It's good. It's good.
He'd been appearing on courtside a few times recently, and it's because his teenage daughter Gia started really getting into the game, and she's demanded that her dad take her along. Now, I think the fact that he charmed people across the continent in Europe as well, because he spoke fluent Italian, big Milan fan as well, showed a lot of interest in European sports too. There was an extraordinary moment where the best young player in the NBA recently, Luka Doncic, he was in town with the Dallas Mavericks when they were playing the Lakers. And Doncic is just getting ready to put in the ball on the sideline. And, you know, the players are used to getting a bit of chip from the people who pay a lot from their seats. And he's just about to put it in, and Doncic has this, what's going on here, look over in his face. And he turns around, it's Kobe Bryant, and he shakes his hand. They asked Doncic about it later. He was there, Kobe, with Gia, his daughter. And they asked Doncic what happened. And Doncic is from Slovenia. And he said, I was just about to put the ball in, and someone started sledging me in Slovenian.
Wow.
And I turned around, and it was Kobe Bryant with a big grin on his face.
Time now to hear from the LA Clippers head coach, Doc Rivers. Understandably, incredibly emotional after receiving the news of Kobe Bryant's death.
The news is just devastating to everybody who knew him, known him a long time. And, you know, he means a lot to me, obviously. You know, he was such a great opponent, you know. It's what you want in sports. He had that DNA that very few athletes can ever have. You know, the Tiger Woods and the Michael Jordans. You know, it's funny. I was getting to know him more since he retired. You know, this is a tough one. We have to go play. The news is just so devastating for Vanessa and his family, and there's just so many people he touched, you know. And you know, it's looking at my young players and seeing how emotional they are. They didn't even know him, you know, and it just tells you how far his reach was. So, this is just shocking news for all of us. And sorry, I don't have a lot to say. I just can't. I have to go talk to a team before a game and tell them to play.
And we finish this section of the podcast with Kobe Bryant's poem entitled Dear Basketball, written when the 5-time NBA champion retired in 2016.
Dear Basketball, from the moment I started rolling my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots in the Great Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you. A love so deep, I gave you my all. From my mind and body to my spirit and soul. As a 6-year-old boy, deeply in love with you, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every court after every loose ball for you. You asked for my hustle. I gave you my heart. Because it came with so much more. I played through the sweat and the hurt. Not because challenge called me, but because you called me. I did everything for you. Because that's what you do when someone makes you feel as alive as you've made me feel. You gave a 6-year-old boy his Laker dream. And I'll always love you for it.
And for more on the Kobe Bryant story, please head to TalkSport. Now we move on to football and the reaction to Shrewsbury's 2-2 draw with Liverpool in the FA Cup and the Sunday exclusive. And we can hear from some of the people involved in that game, starting with the goal scorer for Shrewsbury, Jason Cummings, and we'll hear from the Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, speaking with Ian Abrahams.
Long ball play for... Oh, it's Cummings! Edge of the area! 2-2! What a moment in Shrewsbury Town's history! They have come back from 2-0 down against the world and European champions, the Premier League champions elect.
We were 2-0 down, so I know that I had to come on and try to get a goal for us. You know, every game I play, it doesn't matter who it is, I try and score. And now I'm delighted to score against now the best team in the world, albeit I know they never played their top players at the start, but a couple of them came right at the end. So, and as I said, it's absolutely fantastic for the club.
Jürgen, first of all, I mean, you must be disappointed with that, but you're still in the cup.
Yes, true, but that's not exactly how we see it in the moment, I can imagine, especially after your 2-0 up. But I have to say, hopefully, we are always honest, and the 2-2 is the least what Shrewsbury deserved today. So they had already in the first half counter-attacking chances, 1-1 on Adrian after we lost the ball. So they didn't score there. We scored a really nice goal. They scored their second goal by themselves. But we never got really used to the pitch, to be honest. And I saw we still tried to build up, but the ball was constantly rolling. We were hectic. We played there in their feet and stuff like this. That's not us, and that should not be like this, obviously. But today it was like this, so you have to accept that. Then they scored the first one, stadium now 100% there, and they scored the second one, and then we had made a few changes, but at the end it didn't work out, so congratulations to Shrewsbury.
We've been speaking all week, and you've spoken this week about cup replays. Would you rather have settled it here today in any way, shape or form?
100%. So the situation is the following that we said. We got in April a letter, last April, a letter from the Premier League, I think, or from the league, I'm not 100% sure, I think Premier League, they ask us for respecting the winter break, organizing no international friendlies or competitive games. So we do that, we respect the winter break. So we will be in the winter break and in 2 weeks' time, and our youngsters will play against Shrewsbury at Anfield. That's a solution. The Premier League cannot say today that and then organise it together. They have to start talking, and we cannot change it like this.
So finally from me, you're saying because it's a winter break, the senior players will be on their winter break, so it will be the young team again?
Exactly.
Okay, so not the senior side that we saw some of the senior players even on the bench?
I said what I said, so... Okay.
Staying with the FA Cup, we can hear now from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer after his Manchester United side beat Tranmere by 6-0.
The United fans expected behind that goal. Greenwood, right-footed, makes absolutely no mistake. Davis had gone the other way. And Manchester United have 6 here at Prenton Park, 11 minutes into the second half. This week, at least, it is crisis. What crisis?
Of course, the last two now before the break, they're important games for us. Today was a game everyone... apart from Man United fans wanted us to lose, so of course it's been a bit of pressure on them, but they've enjoyed today and have a nice couple of days rest again, and then we're off and running.
Hello, Barry Glendening here. You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time to head over to the Weekend Breakfast Show with Tony Cascarino, and he was alluding to the fact that Manchester United would be better off appointing Bielsa than Pochettino.
I'd have Bielsa over Poch every day of the week at Man United.
Really?
At Leeds. Yeah, I would, yeah. I think he's unbelievable achieved at Leeds.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but I do think for younger players...
This isn't just about the manager. The structure of the football club at the very top is wrong, OK? You have director of football, it's been said by many different people, OK? But you have the owners that have no involvement... Very similar to Ellis Shaw and Randy Lerner.
Who Aston Villa, their chief executive.
Yeah. And you end up, it just spirals down the football club and every level is wrong. Okay? And that could be from recruitment, the analyst, to
the manager.
And yes, the manager will become a scapegoat. Unless that structure, the foundations of that football club are put right, that club is going to stagnate.
A quick reminder that the fourth test match between South Africa and England, it's day four and it gets underway now, this morning, at 7:30, and the whole test is live and exclusive to TalkSport 2. Here's assistant coach Paul Collingwood with Mark Butcher and our very own Darren Goff.
Joe Root is going to play the next ball. Oh my God, what a catch! What a catch! Joe Root's innings is over! And Faf du Plessis has just taken an absolute screamer. Think Paul Collingwood at Bristol. Think Andrew Strauss. Faf du Plessis diving to his right. Full extension. Superman-like. Plucks it out of the sky one-handed.
We have England assistant coach Paul Collingwood down here with us. Collie, thanks for joining us. England in a terrific position in this test match with 2 days to go. Did all of that go exactly as you'd planned it?
Well, we wanted to go out there and back positively and, to get a good total on the board and put them under pressure in the last innings, as simple as that. And I think we've done that. We've got 4-6-5 on the board to chase down. And we've seen the wicket is getting more up and down. The cracks are opening. So, to be honest, the plan's going pretty perfectly at the moment. And, it was set up very much by the first innings, 400 total. And then I just thought the five seamers bowled absolutely fantastic, but really stifled them. Put them under a lot of pressure and just, they deserve the wickets.
Yeah, going back to the bowling innings, obviously this morning it took a little longer perhaps than you might have expected. South Africa resisted a whole lot better than they did in Port Elizabeth. But just talk to us about Mark Wood. You've known him since he was a young lad. The dynamism, the way that the game changes when he is brought into the attack is just such a great dimension for this team to have.
Well, he brings his character onto the pitch and his personality in the dressing room. He's enthusiastic, he's funny, he's humorous, and he loves the game of cricket. You know, it's as simple as that. He plays the game as if he's playing for Ashington back home in England, up in the northeast, a little pit village. And that's how he plays it, whether he's playing for England or Ashington. He goes out there and he just tries his best. And, you know, I'm absolutely delighted for him. He's had a long career of injuries. He hasn't played back-to-back test matches up until this one. And, you know, the confidence that he can gain from doing that is fantastic. But the skill that he brings to the team, bowling over 90 miles an hour, the energy that he has, as I said, when he's running in, you know, that affects the opposition. And if he can have someone like that and playing time and time again, it really does help the bowling unit.
One last thing, Faf du Plessis's catch, you might have been quite proud of that one yourself.
I thought you should have got two onto it, to be honest, but no, it was excellent one. I really turned around just in disbelief when it stuck there. Good athlete in the field, and what a one-handed diving catch it was.
Back now to FA Cup football, and a bad day for West Ham. They lost, of course, 1-0 at home to West Brom. Here's West Ham's captain, Mark Noble, speaking with the Moose.
West Bromwich Albion 1, Connor Townsend is the man who's got the goal. West Brom on the attack, Charlie Austin, ball got laid out to the left-hand side, and Townsend has stumped it in from the edge of the penalty area. Just what West Ham and David Moyes didn't need.
Disappointing afternoon, to say the least.
Nowhere near good enough, let's be honest.
After it was pitiful the first half.
Yeah, it was nowhere near good enough for the standard that we even play at, let alone West Brom made some changes, and there was no difference at all, you know. And we deserved to go in 1-0 down, for sure. When you look around, you see, I think it was just under 60,000 here today for an FA Cup game. Fans were incredible, stuck by the boys, but we didn't give them nothing to cheer about in the first half.
I know how frustrated you will be, as much as the fans tonight, that what is looking like a relegation battle season doesn't even have the comfort of an FA Cup run.
I've always, whenever I've heard interviews or seen them on TV, and you look at people that come out and try and paper over cracks, if you say, it just that you can tell, and today was nowhere near good enough for the standard that we should be at. So there's no point me standing there and lying about it, because sometimes people just want to hear honesty.
How can you turn it around again? Because you've turned it around. No, you have. You've turned. You know you have.
I know.
You're laughing. You've turned it around many times.
Look, Moose, I'm 33 in May. You know this, like, I've been doing this now for 15, 16 years.
Half your life.
Yeah, it is half my life. And I mean, you can't, at a club at this level, with the money we've spent, you can't rely on me or...
But the club does rely on you, Mark.
Yeah, but you can't rely on that to come on at half time in an FA Cup game. That shouldn't be like that. We've changed managers, you know. We've got to look at ourselves, no one else. You've got to look at yourself. You've got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, did I give enough today? Did I work hard enough? Was I good enough? And the answer to that for me was no.
Last one then. Message to the fans who'll be listening to this, because you know you are a West Ham fan. Your mates are West Ham fans, and you know how disgruntled they are right now.
Please believe me, I'm feeling their pain. I'm supposed to be going out for with my dad tonight for a birthday and some dinner. Like, it's the last thing I want to do. Do you know what I mean? Because I know that I'm not going to enjoy it. My life at West Ham, unless we're doing okay, is I just constantly worry about the club. And as I said, at the age of 33 in May, you're looking to sort of enjoy the last couple of years of your career, you know, and enjoy it. But when you're fighting relegation battles, and trust me, it's not enjoyable.
And we end the podcast with my show, the Trans-Europe Express, on Sundays from 9 p.m. And I was getting the boys' views on a superstar in the making, Kylian Mbappe.
Well, we do have a true superstar. There's no question about that. I mean, this is a guy who's already won the World Cup, and he said that himself. He said, you know, that's been a massive step forward for him in terms of not only his profile, but in terms of his confidence. I thought one of the most interesting things from the interview was that he said he was 100% focused on Paris Saint-Germain. You know, he wants them to win trophies. He wants them to be successful. He is a man of Paris. He wants to be involved in their success. But then he did add a caveat to that and say, when this season is over, then maybe we'll talk. So I think he's somebody who's very aware of his profile. He's very aware of the fact that he is a commodity. He said, you know, when I arrived, I had talent. Now I'm a superstar. So he knows that. But, you know, he came across as very humble. He talked about how difficult it was when he first went to Monaco at 14. He said he cried a lot because, you know, he felt lonely and it was a lot of pressure. But to have packed so much into such a short career and still have so much room to grow, I mean, the possibilities are endless. Mm.
And a reminder, if you've not subscribed already, you can via Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just before I go, two things to remind you about tonight from 8 p.m. You can hear live commentary of the FA Cup fourth round clash between Bournemouth and Arsenal. And then, of course, you can have your say on my show, The Sports Bar, alongside Jason Cundy from 10 p.m. Thanks so much for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.